Gather round, children, listen. Let me tell you a story about a village that is filled with his glory. No sorrow in this place. Just lift your voice and say,
everybody, let's celebrate.
Look like it's gonna be a lovely day. Come on,
everybody, let's celebrate.
Forget the garbage, throw your problems away. Come on,
everybody, let's celebrate.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Welcome to the Village Celebration, everyone. I'm Vicki Newton. So glad you are with us. As you know, the country is divided along a number of issues. Politics, of course, is the one that comes immediately to mind these days, and we will discuss that later in the show, what's going on in the Trump administration. But first, there is also the enduring matter of race that continues to divide. Let's imagine that it is 1856, before the Civil War. Enslaved people who escaped often did so by way of the Underground Railroad. That was a northern route to freedom. But for those who were living in Missouri and looking to get to a free state, there was always Kansas. We are joined now by Trish Schurkamp of the Wyandotte County Historical Museum to tell us about the route through Kansas to freedom for those who were enslaved. Trish, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's called the Quindaro Ruins. Tell us exactly what the Quindaro Ruins are and the town of Quindaro, what it represented in 1856 and in that era.
Well, Quindaro is actually the Quindaro town site. It was the town of Quindaro in which was established right along the Missouri River. And it was to fight the idea of slavery. It was an anti-slavery town. And it allowed the slaves from the Parkville area and the Platte City area or Platte County area to come across and have a safe haven in what was then Quindaro. Quindaro was actually established, as you said, is in 1856 with beginnings in 1857. The first building started going up immediately in January. And it became very important, a part of the New England Immigrant Aid Company, which helped Kansas to secure itself as a free society and would actually also help in getting people to move to Quindaro, getting them there and securing the right folks to help with the idea of making this Kansas an anti-slavery state.
I think this is such a rich story, especially during this month, Black History Month. So let me make sure I understand. A group of New Englanders headed to the Midwest with the idea of setting up a safe haven for enslaved people who wanted their freedom.
Right, exactly. The idea was that the New England Aid Immigrant Aid Company, which was in place and had been for several years, was assisting people to come here to Quindaro with the intention of keeping Kansas from becoming a slave. Missouri was pro-slavery and came in as a slave state. Kansas was still a territory at that time. So the idea of establishing Quindaro prior to, we would not become a state until 1861. So Quindaro was established prior to Kansas actually becoming a state.
So Quindaro, and, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, and actually was established to, Quindaro was established to fight the whole idea of slavery and was to fight from Kansas going into a slave state.
So it was the line in the sand for abolitionists.
Yes, it really truly was. It was established right there on the Missouri River, right across from Parkville, where slaves would escape and come across the river and hide in Quindaro. There's, you know, stories from one of the newspaper writers that was with the Shenandoah, and she helped hide slaves. She was part of the Underground Railroad here in what was then Quindaro. And she writes about her experience and having someone come to her door and say, you know, we have this slave, Caroline, that we need to hide. Mm. Her master is right here and looking for her, and there's a group of men looking for her. And so immediately she took Caroline in, put her in a cistern, gave her, you know, bedding and comforters and things to keep her warm, and hid her in the cistern until it was safe, and then pulled her out and sent her on down through the railroad system.
I cannot imagine that type of courage, the courage it took to escape, and also the courage to bring in those who posed danger by their quest for freedom, being willing to risk as well.
Right, and I think the name Quindaro in itself shows that strength. Mm-hmm. Quindaro is supposed to be, is the name of the woman, the Wyandotte woman, that her husband named it after her. So Quindaro Nancy Brown. And Quindaro by the Wyandottes is bundle of sticks, meaning as a bundle, mm-hmm. you can work together to accomplish mm-hmm. something. As a group, you can work together. And that's the belief in the name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So today, if you come to the area to visit, what do you see? What's left of Quindaro?
Right. We recently, the Unified Government and several of the different organizations there in the Quindaro area worked together to put an overlook there. So now you can actually go there. It's a beautiful little overlook. You can look down across and see the river and see the town site itself. You there's a few little walls and such that's still there, but most of it is gone. But there's a good representation at the overlook of what it looked like and how it was established. It was very prosperous at one time. It was considered to be the crowning glory, actually, and was to assumed that it would go on even after the Civil War and become this very wonderful, rich, vibrant community. And unfortunately, the Civil War would end because of overpricing of the land, and they didn't take into consideration that once the Civil War started, their mission was no longer, mm-hmm. you know, their mission was finished. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't exactly step up and find a new mission to seal that town. Mm-hmm. But the overlook gives you such pride and allows you to see. And I mean, I know for myself to stand there and look at the river and realize that people came across there, mm-hmm. people who were scared, people who this was may have been their last chance to freedom.
Absolutely.
And they knew that if they could just get across that river, there was a town waiting for them and a group of people waiting for them to hide them and protect them and move them on down the railroad system.
You know, I imagine as the word of the town spread, there was great excitement tempered by the fear, but like you say, just the idea that on the other side of that river, mm-hmm. I can be my own person. I can have some agency over my life. You make a good point that their success actually set the stage for the demise of Quindaro. So basically what happened?
Yeah. Well, what ended up happening, because they had overpriced themselves and oversold, they ended up being incorporated into Kansas City, Kansas. So it has been a part of Kansas City, Kansas. Then much later, back in the 1980s, there was a possible landfill that was going to be built there. Well, whenever you're going to do that, of course, you're going to have to do different types of looking at the land and seeing how it was used and what you're using it for. When they did the archaeological dig, things started popping up, and they realized how rich and important that community was, and it was saved instead of destroyed by a landfill.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you can actually visit the museum and see some of the artifacts from the
right,
city?
Right. Yeah, we actually have information on Quindaro. Some of the artifacts are here. We also are fortunate to have the state and the, you know, our state historical society, and they preserve and protect And there's a wonderful agreement in place in which if we and when we do special exhibits on Quindaro, we're able to go up there and get those artifacts and bring them back for our people here to be able to see them and experience them.
Any idea how many enslaved people crossed the Missouri River into Quindaro?
Yeah, that's the problem. Unfortunately, there is no record of that kept. Mm-hmm. And most people didn't write about it until after the Civil War. There's no way that we can tell how many passed mm-hmm. through. Mm-hmm. There just isn't any records. The Underground Railroad, and unfortunately, young kids, when we say the Underground Railroad, they immediately think of a real railroad.
Sure.
It was a system in which was in place that allowed slaves to pass from one safe place to another safe place until they got to that area in which they knew that they could work for their freedom, be free. So that it wasn't a true railroad in that sense. So there was no accounting as to how many may pass through this area mm-hmm. or what we have in that respect. But we do know that several did, and we do know that some actually stayed. And Quindaro became an area for the freedmen afterward. There was a school there, a university there that was placed after Quindaro fell. And actually, when I say it fell, when it was no longer a town, mm-hmm. but it's still Quindaro. To this day, people, when you say Quindaro, they know that's from Wyandotte County. They know exactly the area you're talking about because mm-hmm. it still keeps its rich history.
It is such rich history. It's one of those towns along a waterway that mm-hmm. helped a lot of enslaved people start new lives.
Right. And one of the things we often think about, and, you know, we say border wars and along the border, thinking mm-hmm. of Missouri and Kansas. In actuality, it was here within our own community itself. There was a separation line of right here in what was Kansas or what would become Kansas between Quindaro and Wyandotte City. Wyandotte City was considered a slave or pro-slavery, and Quindaro was considered anti-slavery. And we're talking a road, State Avenue, what's one of our popular roads. We're talking about a simple area that divides, and now we travel every day. Mm-hmm. And that was a division that close. They were burning each other's churches. They were angry with each other. So border war was a road, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. not necessarily a river or a Missouri versus Kansas.
You're right. In some towns, and even today, there are some places where there's a bit of a dividing line, and everyone in the city knows what that dividing line is. So to live in Quindaro really took mm-hmm. some guts.
Yes, yes. You made it quite clear that you were anti-slavery and you were trapped between your landlocked mm-hmm. on one side with Wyandotte City, and then you had the river on the other side, and you had the whole state of Missouri on the other side, which was slavery. And so Quindaro, a little bitty town, fought with all types of anger and fought like a lion to preserve its people and the people that were important to what we now have as a nation.
Thank you so much for joining us to share the story of the Quindaro ruins. We hear all the time about the Underground Railroad, mm-hmm. and Quindaro ruins played a significant role, as you just said. Also, for more information, where can we visit? What's
sure.
the web address?
For more information, you can certainly contact us at the Wyandotte County Museum, Historical Museum, and that number is 913-573-5002. We will be glad to put you in touch with some of the great museums that are actually down in that area.
Trish Schurkamp from the Wyandotte County Historical Museum joining us with a little-known Black history story and a significant piece of American history. We'll be right back with more of the Village Celebration.